This is Gordon Strom, Grandmaster Beer Judge. And I've got a treat here. It's Russian Rivers Pliny the Elder. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA. I had been pronouncing it wrong. I had been calling it Pliny the Elder, because that's how it looks, but Chris England, the CEP director, told me that they didn't have long vowel sounds in Latin, so it's pronounced Pliny, not Pliny. Since he has a PhD and I don't, I guess I'll have to take his word for it. So, one of the best-known examples, I've only had this before at festivals or other things that where Vinny Treluso has shown up with it. He gave the recipe for it and discussed it at the 2000 and I think it was 4 conference the year it was in Vegas. I didn't think it was bottled, but apparently it is. So I'm happy to see that they've ramped up the production and distribution. So now I don't have to take a trip to California to get it. I'm in Minnesota at a competition, and one of the local people said they had done a beer trade with somebody from California and managed to get this. So I think they got a good trade. So this is an 8% beer. It was bottled about 4 months ago. I love all the quotes on the label, all the way around the label. It says things like, not a barley wine, do not age, age your cheese, not your Pliny, respect hops, consume fresh. So, you know, there's other slogans on there, but all about enjoying this fresh and the difference between a Imperial IPA and a barley wine. So, let's get to it. It's got a moderate-sized white head, just a very light haze, which is okay in beers with lots of hops in them, and it has a very pale gold color. I like to see light color in an IPA that tells me that it doesn't have a lot of specialty grains in it. So, give it a 3 for appearance. Let's smell this bad boy. Wow, it's got a huge, fresh hop nose. It's grassy and piney and citrusy. There's some moderate esters. Lightly malty backbone. I get a little bit of alcohol, but it's restrained. I'm just impressed by how clean it is. The hop nose is just super, and there's just enough malty sweetness to support it, but the hops just go on and on and on. Wow. I got to give it a 12 for aroma. I mean, it's huge hops. I mean, it's got that great balance, and the malt is definitely in the back seat. Yeah, the hops are driving. Okay, flavor. Oh, it's a big hop flavor. High bitterness, but the best part is it's got that really firm bitterness, but no harshness at all. Wow, that's impressive. The malt backbone is clean and provides support without a lot of flavor. So it's like it's using mostly neutral brewer's malt, because I don't get a lot of malty flavors. You know, I just get some maltiness, but just enough to provide a stage for the hops to perform on. The hops are piney and citrusy and resiny, very complex. Wow. It's just so clean and balanced. Love that hop flavor. So I got to give this a 20. Wow. Mouthfeel, it's got a medium light body. It's medium carbonation. smooth, but with a crisp finish. There's a little bit of hop astringency, but that's okay. It's not at a distracting level. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, I gotta give this a 10. I mean, this is perfect. I can't imagine a better Imperial IPA. It's got you know, a snoot full of hops. It's a high bitterness, but it's got that great combination of a lot of bitterness without the associated harshness that it often gets. It's very smooth and drinkable. The flavors are so clean. You know, I have no idea how to pack this much hop character into a beer without getting some harshness or other off flavors. I mean, this is a masterful brewing exhibition. And it's really, really fresh. Said 4 months old. I think it likes to have it drunk right away, but it can hold up a little bit. And I remember a discussion I had with the brewer, Vinny Treluzzo. I think it was at the Vegas conference, because that was the year we just added Imperial IPA to the BJCP guidelines, and I was talking to him about that just to see what his impression was versus what we thought. And the conversation inevitably turned to the difference between an Imperial IPA or a American barley wine. And I just sort of threw out there that, you know, I always thought the difference was, the malt balance and the overall drinkability, that the barley wines are heavier and, you know, meant to be sipping, and the Imperial IPAs were meant to be ones that are, you know, a lot more approachable. And he agreed entirely. He said, he'd basically never make a barley wine again unless his customers demanded it. He'd much prefer to make this kind of beer, a way to get a lot of hops in a beer, and have it be something that you can, you know, have a pint or several of. So I know he's really worked hard on this beer, and this is really, really amazing. So if you can get your hands on it, if you can get it out there fresh, that's great. But, you know, I'd be looking for this one. I don't know how widely the bottles are distributed. But it's a masterful beer. So I'm giving it a perfect score of 50. And I have to thank BJCP judge Michael Agnew, who did the trade for it. And then, having done so, Dean to share it with me. So thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Go out and find one of your own, or trade for it if you've got a local beer, and get online. People are willing to send out good beers, so that's a good way to get it if there's limited distribution. So keep that in mind if you've got something local worth sharing. So that's the Russian River Pliny the Elder. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA.